So, I guess 6:38. Mm-hmm. I guess if I was going to make a list of things to not do on a commercial airliner.
Yeah.
Chase, do you think you might have a list of, if you're
checklist?
A passenger, things that you might not want to do?
Let's see here. We have swinging his fist at a flight attendant.
That would probably be on that list of things not to do. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Then we had tried to hit passengers.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work very well.
Then we have singing out loud.
Well, draw attention to yourself.
Right,
certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and again, this is the context is, you know, I'll take places that you want to blend in for 100
hours. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Anything else?
In the song, he mentioned Osama bin Laden.
Ah, very good. Well, that would be the quadfectra then, would it not?
Yes.
How?
Huh. Yeah.
And he wonders why he was taken. I know, he's supposed to be on meds and he wasn't.
That's right.
And I'm guessing,
but whose fault is that?
Well, and again, maybe that's true. Maybe that's I've done something wrong and I'm going into therapy.
Here's a nice cop out.
Okay. Yeah. To try that. See if it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you are. And that happened in Portland. He was headed down here to Houston.
Coming to Texas.
Well, gee, sorry he didn't make it.
Well, he can stay up there in Portland and have a good time.
They'll probably embrace him.
Yes, they probably will. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. Remember that Kevin Costner movie, Swing Vote?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the concept that it was going to come down to one person.
Vote.
Okay.
Right.
And that's fun. That's a neat little concept.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today says that, in fact, these super PACs may be the difference in who gets elected president. And according to USA Today, we're talking about five people. One, two, three, four, five people who may simply because of the money that they have, be able to choose the president of U.S. America.
Well, that just makes me sick.
Well, again, you hear the commercial we're running right now. The Republicans, you gave us Bob Dole, and look what happened. You gave us John McCain, and look what happened. We want to take the party back from the establishment. You know, and that resonates with a lot of people. But here are the five. Number five would be Foster Freeze, who, of course, we'd never heard of until last week with the aspirin deal. He has given $2.1 million just in January, and he's a pro Santorum dude. Peter Thiel, who is a Silicon Valley venture capitalist and co-founder of PayPal. He donated $2.6 million to endorse Liberty, a super PAC helping Ron Paul. So that's one. But hack up your britches, boys. Number three is Bob Perry from Houston, Texas.
Hey,
big home builder right there. He donated $3.6 million to the super PACs in January of 01. Excuse me, as of January 1 of last year. $2.5 million to the American Crossroads. That's a super PAC with Karl Rove. And we know that he and that other Perry failed to get along pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Number two on the list would be Sheldon Adelson. That's the guy who owns the casinos.
It's a Venetian.
Yeah.
$10 million to Winning Our Future, the super PAC that's aiding Nudie Poo. He says, I'm against very wealthy people attempting to influence our elections, but as long as it's doable, I'm doing it.
Hey, at least he's honest.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Number one, let's bring it on back to Texas, boys.
Yes, sir.
To Harold Simmons. He's the Swift Boat dude in 2004, if you remember that. He put $3 million into that. He's donated $12 million to American Crossroads, another $2.2 million to three super PACs supporting GOP candidates. So
he's just spreading it around.
Yeah.
Is he?
Those are some of your money people. So I know you believe that we actually have a voice. I know you'd like to think that, but I'm guessing those guys get picked up on the first ring.
Well, but the thing is, the argument that they'll make, and I'm not saying that it's right, the argument that they'll make is that ultimately the decision of which candidate you select is still yours.
Yeah,
they can't
true.
Vote for you. They can influence all they want to. If you allow yourself to be influenced without doing your own due diligence, then you have no one to blame but yourself.
But then that brings us back to the commercials we're running.
Yeah.
If the Republican Party wants to come up with one more old white dude, then you're going to suffer the consequences, and they're to take your party.
They buy TV ads, and if you make your choice based on one TV ad that you might see, well, then you're not informed enough.
Which is, and Mitt has been doing airplane money, you know, in certainly in Michigan.
Yeah.
I think he spent $4 million, and for his part, Santorum spent, I don't know, $1.4 million, something like that. So he's outspent them. And Romney, just trying to get the message out.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
Love the lakes.
Just something very special here. Yeah. The Great Lakes, but also
what
all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Cars. Hey, man, we like cars too, because, I mean, we'll walk some, but we only walk a little while.
But we like to get from here to there quicker than walking. Well, Mitt won the debate last night, according to the pundits. Oh, did either one of you watch?
I love old dogs, children, and watermelon wine.
That's right, just like Tom T. Hall told us that.
No, Chase didn't watch. He was working.
I watched a little of it.
I watched the first hour before the basketball game started, then I was back and forth during the basketball timeouts. So, you know,
Fox News had a great cut this morning of Rick Santorum, because Mitt Romney had bragged that he balanced the budget every year that he was governor of Massachusetts.
I know what you're going
to,
And
Santorum said, well, there's a constitutional amendment that you have to.
But his best line was, and these were really his only good lines of the night, because generally the pundits didn't think that Santorum did well. He said, hey, Michael Dukakis balanced it for 11 years. Are you going to tell me he qualified to be president of the United States?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said nice that right done. Afterwards.
So that
was interesting. And for the people who... the people who wanted ammunition for the Rick Perry not on the job. You know, Rick was sitting next to Mrs. Gingrich last night at the debate in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, he was.
Why was he there?
Friend. support.
So anyway, a little more ammunition for the governor ain't on the job.
Do you think he tried to climb up on the stage afterwards and was wrestled down?
Don't you know he wanted to say some things?
Oh, sure he did. Oh, without a doubt.
Newt didn't look comfortable there on the end, because he's never been on the end before.
Now, Chase, one of the things that they did was they had him sitting down again.
Yeah.
I did see a still shot, and I was a little surprised by
that. Yeah, and while we were discussing that at the house is I guess it looks more casual, but I think you want to look forceful and in command. And sitting down, it makes it very difficult for you to do that.
And also for Gingrich, sitting down with his coat unbuttoned.
Oh, you look a little frumpy.
Yeah.
Look like a penguin. What are you talking about?
You're showing the spare tire a little more
punch.
Than he'd like.
Spare tire?
Right.
I think we're talking four. I've got a set of four going
so,
on there.
So it wasn't as flattering for Gingrich as he probably would have rather stood up. So.
Well, and I understand they want a different look. They wanted to make it something that wasn't like everything else, but. And I guess you have to agree to that. I mean, all the candidates have to go for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think Paul wanted to sit down. You know, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
He's tired.
Well, he's got that little padded walker he could sit on.
Yeah, with the tennis ball.
Haven't heard.